A mandatory order for everyone to stay at home for a two-week period until Easter Sunday, the 12th of April, apart from certain exceptions, is in effect across the country. The significantly stronger measures announced by the Taoiseach to boost the fight against the coronavirus came into force at midnight. They include people only being allowed to leave home for essential work, to buy food, or for certain vital reasons, such as attending medical appointments, shielding or cocooning for all those over 70 years of age, and certain categories of people who are vulnerable to COVID-19 is also being introduced. Our science correspondent, George Lee.
What happens next in this COVID-19 public health emergency is up to each and every one of us. Show that you care by staying at home. There isn't much beyond this that we can do. That is what Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said last night as he introduced draconian restrictions on personal movements in the battle against this virus. No longer is he pleading with the public to embrace social distancing. It's far stronger than that this time. New powers have been given to the Gardaí, and he says that they will be available to enforce the restrictions. The Chief Medical Officer at the Department of Health, Tony Houlihan, said the measures are aimed at driving the virus back out of our communities and into households, where it can be contained further and dealt with more successfully. As of yesterday morning, 71 COVID-19 patients had been admitted to intensive care units in our hospitals. Huge concern about the rapid increase in those admissions was the key factor behind the decision to introduce the new restrictions now.
The Minister for Health, Simon Harris, has said the measures advised by public health experts had to be taken to give Ireland the very best chance to reduce the impact of the illness and save lives. The number of people in the Republic of Ireland who have died from COVID-19 has risen to 22. A healthcare worker is one of three people confirmed to have died yesterday. The number of confirmed cases now stands at 2,121. Speaking on the Late Late Show, Minister Harris said it was understandable if people felt powerless in the current situation, but he said that wasn't the case.
The important message actually is we all have huge power. The individual viewer watching this programme tonight has more power than the HSE or the Department of Health or the government has, because if you do as we're asking you now, stay at home for the next 2 weeks, if at all possible, except in very limited circumstances. You're going to save lives. And don't think about it on a macro level. Think about your mom and your dad, your granny and your granddad, your neighbour down the road. And think of how we're going to feel as a country when we come through this and we say, God, that was a really tough time. But we pulled together, we saved lives and we got through it, and we will get through it.
An Garda Síochána has begun a major policing operation to support public compliance with the new emergency restrictions. Thousands of Gardaí are being deployed across the country on high-visibility mobile patrols and checkpoints and at key locations where large numbers of people might gather. Commissioner Drew Harris has said their priority is public safety, and it's vital that people adhere to social distancing guidelines. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.
The Gardaí say a major nationwide operation has commenced to police the new restrictions on movement announced by the government last night to help stop the spread of the coronavirus. Thousands of Gardaí will be on the streets over the weekend, engaging with people, checking their movements and addresses, and encouraging people to adhere to the public health measures and stay at home. The Gardaí say they acknowledge that the vast majority of people are being responsible and implementing social distancing guidelines while staying active and taking exercise and fresh air. They say enforcement is a last resort, but they will intervene where venues or groups of people are not in compliance. The Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris, says their priority is to keep people safe, and the policing operation is about providing reassurance and social distancing advice to the public.
The new restrictions announced by the government will have an impact on how people go about their daily business. But retailers providing food and other essential items say stocks remain healthy. The main group representing retailers has said it's important that people shop responsibly. Our agriculture and consumer affairs correspondent, Fran McNulty.
Earlier this month, some supermarkets experienced a severe increase in bulk buying. Worried consumers flocked to the shops and stocked up on non-perishables, but within 24 hours the shelves were full again. The distribution centres which send stock to all the big outlets like Tesco, Lidl, Aldi and Supervalue are all well stocked. Last night, senior sources in the retail sector said supply chains are healthy, but warned that would only be the case if people continue to shop responsibly and don't bulk buy. Retail Ireland said the closure of restaurants has meant that shopping patterns have changed, but retailers are working, they say, with suppliers to meet those changes in demand. Import and export issues may mean that in time some produce will become harder to source, but so far there is no indication that is a significant issue. So the advice we're being given this morning is simple. Shop for essentials as normal, shop only when necessary, and when you're doing so, observe social distancing.
US President Donald Trump has signed into law a $2 trillion emergency spending package to relieve the impact of the coronavirus on the American economy. He said the measures would deliver urgently needed relief to the country's families, workers and businesses. The United States has now reported more than 100,000 cases of the virus, more than any other country in the world, and almost 1,700 people have died. Globally, just under 600,000 COVID-19 cases have been confirmed and more than 27,700 deaths recorded. And the time is now 6 minutes past 8.